It's Friday, January 4th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two former Muslim men teach at a Christian school in Uganda's Butaka district, which was set up for converts like themselves who have been rejected by their parents or whose parents have been killed for their faith in Christ. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson of International Christian Concern about the stories of War Ahmed and Mukenya Geoffrey.
Both young men have very different backgrounds in their conversions and in their family history and what happened when they became Christians. The first one, War Ahmed, was a 24-year-old guy, decided to change his faith and start following Christ. When he did this, his parents actually chased him away by beating him and telling him he was no longer part of the family and kicking him out of the house. On the other end of the spectrum, we had a guy named Mukenya Geoffrey. And what happens with him is, instead of his parents kind of turning on him, his parents actually led him to Christ. His parents became Christians themselves after an evangelist came to their home. After his parents did convert, however, they both lost their lives because of this.
Johnson said the lives of these two young men provide important lessons for young people in America.
They can teach you that we in the U.S. are blessed by grace more than almost anybody else in the world. What these two young men went through, are going through still to this day, is not really uncommon around the world. What is uncommon is the way we live here in the U.S., where we can openly confess our faith to anyone and anywhere at any time. So what that means to me is this is the way we should be living our life, despite the fact that we may be ridiculed, we may be beaten, we may lose our lives. This is how we're supposed to live our life for Christ.
Paul reminds us in Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." Jair Bolsonaro was sworn in as Brazil's president on Tuesday, declaring his inauguration meant freedom from socialism and political correctness in Latin America's largest nation. The evangelical-backed president is known for his opposition to abortion, homosexuality, and anti-Christian agendas taught in the schools. Christian aid charity Samaritan's Purse plans to open a treatment center in the African nation of the Democratic Republic of Congo in response to the deadly Ebola outbreak there. The outbreak is the second worst on record, and after 7 months, 368 people have died out of 608 people who have been infected. Christian businessman Philip Zodiades began his federal prison sentence in Ashland, Kentucky last month on a conviction of, quote, international parental kidnapping, end quote, after he helped a mother and her child escape the control of an unrelated lesbian so-called mother imposed on the child by a court in Vermont, reports LifeSite News. Lisa Miller, a former lesbian and convert to Christianity, was seeking to leave the country after a court ordered her daughter Isabella to have visitations with a lesbian named Janet Jenkins, who was named the other mother of the child. Zodiades assisted Lisa and Isabella in leaving the country after evidence came up that Jenkins was abusing Isabella. You can sign a petition in support of Zodiades, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Jesus said in Matthew 18:5-6, "Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi was sworn in yesterday as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Her first move, along with the Democrat-led Congress, was to provide funding for abortion giant Planned Parenthood in a spending bill to end the federal government shutdown. This comes in response to the $100 million President Donald Trump took from Planned Parenthood's international arm during his first week in office. Plus, Speaker Pelosi made this promise to the sexually perverted.
"We will make America fairer by passing the Equality Act to end discrimination against the LGBTQ community."
The Dow dropped 660 points, or 2.8%, this week after Apple announced it badly missed its quarterly sales projection, citing weakening growth and trade tensions in China, reports CNN. The news sent shockwaves through global markets as the Nasdaq plunged by 3% and the S&P 500 fell by 2.5%. 1 Timothy 6:17 reminds us not to set our hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. And finally, North Carolina mail carrier Chris Peterson was running late on his route on Christmas Eve, wishing he could be with his family. But God had something better for him, reports Fox News. After delivering mail to a home, he heard resident Pam Hodgen yell for help. Peterson and two neighbors ran inside, and finding Pam's husband, Mike, no longer breathing, they provided CPR, saving his life. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, January 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.